Scotland-based craft beer maker BrewDog has a new head of American operations. Columbus entrepreneur Tanisha Robinson will lead the company that just built a brewery in Canal, Winchester, and she joins us in studio now. Thanks for stopping in.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
You've been involved in a lot of businesses. I think you're best known as being the founder of Print Syndicate, the apparel company best known for its fantastically punny t-shirts of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others. Why switch to beer?
Well, I think it's not about the question, or it's not a question of product. I would say I'm an innovation and growth junkie, and BrewDog offers a really, really exciting opportunity to think about growth and innovation and build a world-class company here in the U.S.
BrewDog starts selling its Central Ohio brewed beers in bars this week. This comes as the local craft beer scene continues to just mushroom and grow exponentially. You say you want to innovate. How do you do that, and how do you compete in such a burgeoning industry?
I think because there are so many great craft brewers, it's really forcing everyone in the industry to think about creativity and quality and making really interesting beers that are potentially accessible for people that have never been into craft beer before. So I think there's a ton of room to think about beer in interesting ways and put craft beer into a lot of people's hands that haven't ever thought about it before.
What's kind of an interesting way to approach craft beer?
Well, I think, you know, there are so many ways to infuse different flavors, fruits, and attempt all kinds of brewing styles.
Like Elvis juice, the grapefruit-infused beer.
Exactly, which is an awesome summer drinker. And, you know, like Rheingeist in Cincinnati is wildly creative with their beers. And, you know, I think that that's going to be a big that will be the point of differentiation for brewers that are really successful.
Aside from putting your beers in stores and in other bars, BrewDog plans to own a lot of their own bars. Is that the future of the industry? Are you trying to separate yourself, or how do you view that?
Yeah, I think for us, we feel like we can create great experiences with our customers, and if we can control that end to end between our beers, our guest taps, because we love to have other people's awesome craft beers in our bars. You know, we think that that's an awesome way to engage with our customers.
So it won't just be BrewDog beers in your bars?
Absolutely not. We love to invite other breweries to share their beers with us. Our mission is to make people as passionate about craft beer as we are, and that doesn't necessarily mean just BrewDog beers.
You're a younger Black woman joining an industry that is predominantly white and male, not entirely, but predominantly. Do you hope to change that, or how do you view the diversity in the industry now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this isn't the first industry I've gotten myself into that's predominantly white and male. But I do think that, you know, in terms of the future of or the future growth opportunities in craft beer, I think it's important to think about other constituencies that craft beer hasn't really reached yet. And I think that that's a big, big opportunity from a marketing perspective to make craft beer awesome for women and people of color and people who are different than kind of the typical craft beer straight white dude that it has generally appealed to.
Mm-hmm. Columbus entrepreneur Tanisha Robinson is the new head of U.S. operations for BrewDog, which starts selling its Canal Winchester brewed beers in bars this week. Thanks again for stopping in, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.